The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, Vanakkam. For this first Neo-Urban Chronique, I would like to make a clarification. Yes, it is true. This chronique is for those who English is not at all their mother tongue, nor also their father eyes. No, this chronique is not and will not be in Globish, in Global English, but in Oro French English, with an indigenous international French accent, proud of himself by necessity. Why? Sometimes it is better to avoid this kind of questions, this kind of popular why, and accept the objective fact, the subjective reality, the metaphysic evidence. A Frenchie is a Frenchie, even if he refuses to admit it. He cannot speak English like a member of the FAMC. By the way, it seems to be the spirit of the time to complain against the famous code of conduct coming from the FAMC. After the Oroville Board of Commerce, there is now Oroville Board of Service, Oroville Service Trust, TDC L'Avenir, Art Service, Land Board, that they complain against the FAMC. Let's add for the fun Oroville Council, Residence Assembly Service, Forest Group, Farm Group, Green Group, and also, in order to exaggerate, the Working Committee, the BCC, the VVC, the TDCC, and of course, the famous CCC. Why? Is not the purpose of this chronique to answer and to add clarity and order to this obscurity and disorder? Because it's too easy and it will be not fair for an Euro-Frenchy mindset used to deal with the complexity and subtlety of the French culture to interfere into this FAMC internal affair. You are free to not believe me, but when it is like that, it is like that, and it is like that. Okay, let's go back to the topic of this chronique. We have the privilege to have no specified topic. To do a chronique without topic is a challenge. It's like to hope to win in ping-pong against a financial service member at Certitude Sport Ground around 5 p.m. each day. It's possible, but difficult. That is how this chronique became an experiment. An experiment exenoplastic. Yes, exenoplastic. If you don't know what does it mean, it's normal. Me too, I don't know. But thanks to Guru Google, I have discovered the adjective iconoplastic in an urban dictionary. When someone is phenomenally famous, simply for being famous, you can say to this guy, "Hey, dude, you are iconoplastic." So practically, exenoplastic can be considered by us only the opposite of iconoplastic. C'est dingue, non? Amazing. Okay, see you.